Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the provocative Rasbiki, the incredible talents of Evgeny Kissin, and yes, some oboe music. Let's begin with some music by Ravel. Now, this next selection comes and actually relates to home in the sense that at times one's heart is frozen. And such is the case of the stunning musician in the movie Un Cœur en Hiver, who has two passions, the music of Ravel and a friend of her husband's who crafts violins. Her heart is not at home, but with one whom she cannot permeate and is frozen. It was a fantastic and still is a fantastic film with superb music to boot. Here is music from the Trio Sonata for Violin, Cello, and Piano by Ravel. Thank you. The opening movement to Ravel's Trio Sonata for Violin, Cello, and Piano, performed by Jean-Jacques Cantereau on violin, Philippe Muller on cello, and Jacques Rouvier on piano. Let's continue with some Respighi, an excerpt from his Pines of Rome. Now, this was developed by Respighi and Claudio Gustala, who was the librettist for Respighi's five operas, and it is a work in four movements. It's also called a symphonic poem and is the second orchestral work in the Roman trilogy. Great stuff, which has also formed the Fountains of Rome and the Roman festivals. Now, each of the four movements depict pine trees in different locations in Rome at different times of the day. This morning, we're going to hear the second movement, Pino Presta Una Catacomba, or the Majestic Dirge. Now, this represents pine trees near a catacomb in Campania. It uses a lot of the lower orchestral instruments like the organ and trombones, and this is supposed to represent priest chanting. This is really one of the best performances that I've heard. It's the Boston Symphony Orchestra with Serge Azawa directing. The second movement, the Pini Presso Una Catacomba from Respighi's Pines of Rome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is a celebrated time. It is oboe music time. This morning, the lovely Three Romances by Schumann. Now, he was a German composer, also a music critic in the Romantic era. And he left the study of law to return to music. You know, there's a lot of people, I know some oboists in Vancouver who have done the same, intending to pursue a career as a virtuoso pianist. But he had been assured by his teacher, Frederick Wieck, that he could become the finest pianist in Europe. But unfortunately, he had a hand injury, and that kind of ended that dream. But it did not end the dream of him becoming a phenomenal composer. His three romances for oboe and piano were actually written specifically for the instrument, but you may have also heard them performed by clarinet or violin, like they don't have enough repertoire. In any case, this is a beautiful performance. Joseph Kiss and Yeno Yendo.
Thank you.
Joseph Kiss on oboe with Yeno Yando on piano, and that was Schumann's Three Romances. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And why not turn to celebrate some child prodigies? I'm speaking now of Chopin. Now, he was a child prodigy who became a virtuosic pianist, despite the fact, or in spite of the fact, that he performed scarcely, get this, only 30 times in his whole career. He wrote brilliantly, though, for the instrument, and very ambitiously, very tough chops to master it, as we're going to hear in his Grande Valse Brillante number 2. Today, a performance by another child prodigy, Evgeny Kissing. And he actually began performing at the age of 2 and made a debut at Carnegie Hall at the age of 10. He has since performed worldwide, and this comes from a live performance at Carnegie Hall. Here is Evgeny Kissing. Evgeny Kissin and Chopin's Grande Valse, Brilliant Number 2. We're going to continue with a Canadian gem, Quartetto Gelato. Now, this classical quartet is based out of Toronto, Ontario, and was originally formed back in 1989. They did well. They quickly established themselves on the emerging, quote-unquote, back then, new classical scene. And they won the title of NPR's Performance Today's Debut Artist of the Year in 1996. And in 2010, they continued the accolades by receiving the distinction as the best classical group at the 10th Annual Independent Music Awards during Canadian Music Week. Now, some of the group members have changed, but I'm going to take you back to some of the beginnings. From their disc Rustic Chivalry, which, as they express, and I quote, conjures up the elements of drama, passion, lyricism, and earthiness. Here's a taste.
Thank you.
That was the Quartetto Gelato with an arrangement of Handel's Passacaglia from their disc Rustic Chivalry. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I do believe we have time for one more selection. Why not go out in style with one of the greats, Joan Sutherland, from Bellini's Norma. This is Casta Diva. Well, I think maybe Joan Sutherland needs a little break. And so we're going to move on to some great music, which actually celebrates the songs of Georgia. It's by the Tinsana Dali Choir. And they're going to take us out today. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you so much for joining me. And do stay listening. Coming up next until noon to Shukshukta Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with the brilliant Worku. He's coming up next. You won't regret it.